Okay, my friends, here we are once again going live through the Riverview Church of Christ Facebook page. And we hope you're doing well today. Hope you're doing fine. Hope you're trying to persevere through the perhaps many challenges thrown your way. What's the weather like? Let's begin with our typical pleasantries. It's nice and warm yet again here in East Coast Canada. Very warm, very nice, sunny. It's 3 p.m. Atlantic Daylight Time on the East Coast of Canada. The Mariners side of things, New Brunswick, Canada. I, Stéphane Maillet, am a minister for the Riverview Church of Christ in Riverview, New Brunswick, Canada. And the website, of course, is addedsouls.com. You want to check that out and get involved. Get involved with the wonderful work that we are doing on this side of the map of the globe. Yeah. Good morning there, Larry. It's good to see you on the comment thread joining us. We, of course, just given a bit of time to face crooks to send off a few notifications for today's podcast, episode 75. We're at 75, aren't we? Pod vlog episode 75, titled Pedophiles and Capital Punishment. Pedophiles and Capital Punishment. I think it's an important topic to discuss, don't you? Certainly in this current climate where we are finding out many things being unearthed from the wickedness that had reached the far tentacles of our elite, politicians, Hollywood celebrities, big power, big money, big influence involved in big time pedophilia, child trafficking rings. So we have to talk about these things because we're Christians and we walk this earth. We are not in fellowship with the wicked, yet the rain, oh, the blessings of rain, it showers down on the just and the unjust, right? Right? Yeah, that's what's up. So we have to talk about these things. It's not fun to talk about these things. I'd rather much talk about something else. But the elephant in the room, what are you going to do? It's in the room. Can't just not see it. You can choose to. But it's there. And it's huge. And it when it blows its trump, you hear it. You can go la 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 blah blah, you know, I don't want to hear it. All you want to, it's still there. Still there, and it's still a problem. And so we need to talk about it. We need to talk about it. You know, sometimes, well, let me do this here. Let me just open up my Facebook page here. Check something out here. Let's go to our added to the Church of Christ Acts 2:47 page for a minute here. And yesterday, I think it was, the added team posted something that triggered many Christians. Not most, but many. And the post went like this. Dead pedophiles don't re-offend. Change my mind. Hashtag save our children. We posted that with, of course, the intent to thought, opinion, discourse, engagement, participation, communication through the comment thread to which we would voice a great deal of frustration in our hearts regarding this epidemic, global, epidemic that has taken place. And some of the most ridiculous, ignorant, flat-out foolish comments were, of course, banned, blocked, and removed. Because some Christians, please forgive me for saying this, know that I'm saying this in self-control. I'm not all up in my emotions seeking to insult anyone. I'm simply being descriptive with the words. Some Christians, when it comes to this, are so very stupid. So very stupid, very foolish. They are morons, and they need to shut their mouth and get educated before spewing out anything that is useless, has no worth, makes no sense, no logic behind it. It's simply high-handed virtue signaling. Sadly, some of them preachers behind pulpits in the Lord's church. Yeah. Now again, I'm simply being descriptive. For instance, if you're a Christian, you've been a Christian in the church for 40 years, and one Sunday morning, you show up to church with a tattoo of, I don't know, something completely ridiculous on your forehead. Some kind of like Grim Reaper or 666 or I'm the devil or something completely bonkers wacko. I mean, listen, don't take this the wrong way. I'm not up in my feelings here. I'm just simply going to go to you in person and say, well, that's the stupidest thing probably you've ever done. Why did you do that, you moron? That's not something we do. That ain't something we should be doing. You've been a Christian for 40 years now. Having a naked lady tattooed on your forehead is a stupid thing. I'm sorry. Please repent. And I hope you're going to wear a bandana from now on. We're going to have to explain that to the rest of the members. Okay, so you get my illustration. Yes, it is an extreme, but it's to the point. Some Christians, sadly, some preachers that have a voice behind a pulpit, they put comments on these things, and they're so ridiculous. They're so far-fetched. They jump to conclusions and assumptions that are simply just unrealistic to the post. And the fact being stated, dead pedophiles don't reoffend. It's a statement of fact. It's just true. It's ungetoverable. It's just there's no other. Dead pedophiles don't reoffend. The thought behind it, of course, is capital punishment. We should know that the scriptures, our Lord and Master, don't want us to participate in revenge or retaliation. That's the whole turn the other cheek thing. We should know that. If you don't, no worries. Let's learn together, okay? The Bible don't want us performing revenge or retaliation. And when it comes to pedophile, that's one of those that I'd really have a hard time with. I would really, 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 really have a really, 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 really hard time not retaliating or performing an act of revenge on the individual who has done some such evil to a child. Like, it would be the most difficult thing for me. Like, it is difficult at this time, and it hasn't happened to my children or anything, and it's still very difficult for me. I'd literally go mow them all down on my own accord, but I can't. See, that's why folks like to bash Christianity, but it is because of Christianity and my Lord and Master Jesus Christ that some of you out there are still alive and breathing. I guarantee it. I'm self-controlled because Jesus told me to be, and I will not lose my self-control because Jesus told me. And so we're not talking about revenge or retaliation, but a self-controlled, orderly, honorable system of justice. An honorable, non-corrupted court of law. Capital punishment for those who have forfeited their right to life in order to destroy the lives of children in pedophilia, child trafficking rings, and rape. What say ye? I say, hang 'em, Shoot him. Give him the chair. There needs to be, well, before we even go down that path, so we put dead pedophiles don't reoffend. And I was mentioning how some Christians, you know, they believe themselves enlightened, right? They think themselves directly guided by the Holy Spirit. They're very high-minded, the nose in the air, and they think themselves to be the bastions of light come to, you know, publicly rebuke all of us heathens, you know, that are not moved by the Holy Spirit like they are. Very self-righteous, pharisaical-minded, of course. I mean, they would never admit to this. They're blind. It's the Pharisee calling the faithful the Pharisees. You know, you Pharisees, you're the Pharisee. So these individuals, they come here, and some of them had come on the thread there, and they were all up in their feelings, and they thought they had some kind of an argument. It was very ridiculous. Again, it's some of the most ignorant stuff. And I would let it go with these individuals if they weren't preachers behind pulpits. Because sometimes members in their spiritual growth from one end to the other, I mean, it's understandable to be ignorant. You need to educate your mind. You need to grow as the days and weeks and months and years go by. But if you've been a preacher in the Lord's church and you're behind a pulpit, you've been given that responsibility, you've been a Christian 30, 40 years, and you come and you post one of the most ridiculous, moronic comments ever on this kind of a thread for this post, I'm going to have to call you out. I'm just going to have to call you out. Now, I'm not going to give names because that would give them a spotlight, which they so desire. That's what these individuals so want. They want this fame. They want to hijack the spotlight, pretend to be the bastions of light, the religious leaders of their day, you know. We don't like you guys having any fame. We want the fame. They're so messed up. But anyway, so we posted a meme, whatever you want to call it, and it said, dead pedophiles don't reoffend, change my mind, save our children, you know, hashtag save our children, and I asked for thoughts, and one of the comments that we had to ban and block said this. This is a direct quote to the reply to this post here. This individual here says, quote, so I'm curious how we arrived at the conclusion that there are sins that a person cannot repent of. I'd like book, chapter, and verse on that and a thorough explanation. Now, if you've not been evangelizing for a very long time in a very high caliber format, you might not be able to discern that comment at all and just be like, okay, seems legit, seems honest. But for the faithful who are well versed and seasoned in evangelistic efforts, to, of course, reach the lost, you know, reach the faithless, renew the fallen, and reinforce the faithful. We know exactly what this comment is all about and from which kind of a heart it comes from. You know, you shall know them by their fruits. Well, this individual just produced a fruit. Okay. So I'm curious, quoting again, so I'm curious how we arrived at the conclusion that there are sins that a person cannot repent of. Of course, we are amazed and curious ourselves as how this individual arrived at that conclusion that we were saying, or in this that this meme was saying somehow that individuals can't repent of certain sins. It doesn't say that at all. You see, he's creating this straw man. He's creating his own argument, trying to put it in our field and therefore be like, see, look at me, the bastion of light. Look at how smart I am. And he adds to this fake humbleness, right? I'd like book, chapter, and verse on that and a thorough explanation. He don't want none of that. You could sit down with this individual, open the Bible in the most sincere, authentic, genuine way, and he ain't want to hear nothing. He's a nuisance. He's a troll. He's a delinquent. He's a very ignorant individual. And sadly, he occupies a pulpit, which is beyond me. But anyways, so the reason we're talking about this podcast today is not necessarily for this individual or others who have put comments in there, Christians who should know better. It's more along the lines of actually dealing with the conversation. Should pedophiles receive capital punishment? Okay. Now, this individual, so I'm curious how we arrived at that conclusion. He don't even know what he's talking about, that there are sins that a person cannot repent of. There ain't no sin the blood of Christ won't wash away if repentance is involved, even pedophilia. So I don't know where this cat's going, but he's off in the weeds. And he said he'd like to have a book, chapter, and verse. Well, if you don't know it by now and he's preaching behind a pulpit, you don't want to mess around with this guy. He's off to the moon. He's not in reality. Anyways, to that point, there were several who would drop these virtue signaling comments, thinking themselves, you know, high-minded and all that kind of stuff. Completely ridiculous. But to the fact that they don't know what they're talking about. And it all goes back to the book I'm writing, by the way, which is entitled The New Age Wave, which is nothing new. This wicked spirit's been around for a long time. It always goes in certain categories, right? Sin is sin. Don't judge anyone and forgive everyone. Sin is sin. Everything's equal. Don't ever judge anyone and forgive everyone. It's that kind of mentality. It's very sensational. And there, again, it's the... It has no grounded root in reality whatsoever. It's just very touchy-feely kind of stuff. It's relative, relativism, emotionalism, and a whole bunch of other isms, okay? It's just not rightly handled scripture. So, there are certainly sins on this earth that aggravate and grow greater in consequence. You know, it's kind of like you go from fornication to adultery. You go from adultery to homosexuality. You go from homosexuality to, you know, the rest of the LGBTQ practices and find yourself in bestiality and then, in my opinion, to the furthest ilk of it all, pedophilia, where you now are sexually active in a perverted way towards children. Just for fun, I was looking for what Merriam-Webster had in definition for pedophilia. Definition of pedophilia. Here's what it says. Sexual perversion in which children are the preferred sexual object. Specifically, a psychiatric disorder in which an adult has sexual fantasies about or engages in sexual acts with a prepubescent child. Now, once you've depraved your thoughts to that measurement of wickedness, the consequences are simply of the furthest extent of the law and justice. I mean, there's just, that's the end of it. That would be a reasonable, well thought out conclusion, okay? That these individuals who have spent decades raping children and such things have to be removed from this earth. I have no problem with that. Now, we can talk about that, okay? That's not necessarily gospel reality that what I say there must happen. I'm just simply saying, to me, that would be a solution from what we were able to gather in very credible sources. When it comes to this level of pedophilia, these individuals seldomly repent. They just don't, number one. And number two, the damage that has been done upon so many children at their hands, in my opinion, would call for the removal of their life on this earth. That would be the consequence. Let me give you an illustration. Nobody would say to prison inmates, let's say some of them convert to Christianity while incarcerated, but they were given 25 to life because they were murderers. Well, do you think the judge is going to wave his magic wand and say, well, now that you've been born again, you're a Christian, you can go home now. You no longer need to finish off your sentence here in prison. Well, no. Right? That would be foolish of us to think that way. But again, back to the foolishness of some Christians who think themselves high-minded in their enlightenment and entitlement with these very ridiculous, moronic comments. They in essence, are saying that kind of a speech. You know, well, if he's raped 40 children but he repents, I mean, who are we to judge him? Shut your mouth and go away for a smack is in self-defense. I'm scared of you. I'm literally scared of you. If you're trying to defend a pedophile in that way with that argument and you are behind a pulpit, I may have to smack you if you come close to me. I'm scared of you. I fear for my life, my children. So we have to understand that there is consequence on this earth for various sins. Now, Does the individual who lives a high-handed life of white lies find himself in eternal punishment as the pedophile? Yes. But on this earth, friends, there are consequences to things, and there is a system in which God has created to govern. And that's why a honorable court of law is not going to hand down a sentence to a 13-year-old who stole a pack of gum at the corner store the same way, with the same measurement, as he would to the serial murderer or rapist, right? You understand that. You would not find it just if they did. And if it has happened, then it's in a corrupted court of law, which there is no longer a objective standard of reality. They've since gone wacko and can't discern the measurements that must be appropriately delivered, you know. So we understand these things. I mean, we're talking about, I mean, it's important for us to understand these things. It's easy for us to say things out of our mouth in defense to pedophilia when we find ourselves very scripturally ignorant. And I think that's where a lot of them are coming from. They're just so scripturally ignorant. And again, it's so sad that there are preachers behind pulpits teaching these things. It's, again, it's kind of like the same vein of, well, he was a pedophile for 40 years, but he repented, so he's more than welcome to come to church with us on Sunday morning. Whoa. Again, let's talk about the consequences of this. Maybe this individual has sincerely, genuinely, honestly repented of his sins and became a Christian. Good. Amen. That means in heaven, when there is no longer any temptation of the flesh, we are going to be like-minded spirits. Amen. I'm all for that. I have no problem with that. If an individual is open-hearted enough and has enough mind left to repent of pedophilia, amen. I encourage that. But friends, let's not just go sit around the campfire just yet smoking marijuana and singing Kumbaya. There's a statistical fact with the depravity and wickedness of this sinful act that most don't come from, like most never get out of, they don't repent of that. You know that. Which neighbor are you going to go send your child with sooner or quicker? The neighbor who's guilty of fornication or the neighbor who's guilty of pedophilia? Right, exactly. So you know there's a difference. Who are you going to call the cops on? The neighbor who's an adulterer, or the neighbor, or the other neighbor who's butchering babies on a table outside on the front lawn there? Literally butchering babies in pieces. Who are you going to call the cops on? The adulterer or the baby murderer? Exactly. So don't try to be this high-minded, enlightened individual utilizing leftist tactics and approach. It's just so obvious and shameful. It's just so ridiculous. It's the same when it comes to pedophilia, okay? Can they repent of that sin? Of course they can. And nothing that was posted on our platforms would suggest anything other. Matter, we pray they do. Of course we'd rather win over this individual for Christ than they be than they leave this earth unrepentant of pedophilia. Of course. But friends, there is a certain measurement of depravity in the mind of a pedophile, a repeated offender, a predator of children, that, in my opinion, again, your opinion might say, hey, let's just put him in jail for life. Okay. I mean, if we're just talking opinions, and we are with this, with the sentencing in that manner, I'm fine with that. I'd prefer, me, if I'd be in charge, if you will, I'd prefer just remove him from earth. I think there is no rehabilitation for certain cases when it comes to pedophilia. You just simply have to take them out of their misery, and they need to leave this earth. They have forfeit their right to life when they remove those of our children, the innocent. That's it. And a lot of individuals, Christians, sadly, who are ignorant and unlearned in the scriptures, they have the tendency to bring out this far, far left pacifism, you know, where we should never, ever, ever have the cause to bear the sword or perform capital punishment on certain individuals. None, because that would just remove the hope that these individuals might repent one day. Go away with that. Man, that irks me to no end. They will say things like, if a wicked person breaks into your house with the intention to murder your wife and kids and everything. I'm speaking in very extreme cases here. Please be mindful of that. But we have to go there to prove the point. So these very far-left pacifists in the church, sadly, they would say this wicked person crashes into your house with the intent to murder all of you. It's just best you fear God, not men, and you just allow it to happen. Because God never told us to defend ourselves. It's the height of foolishness to say something like that. And these individuals live that way when they speak it, but then the moment comes and they're like, oh, I immediately regret my decision. Yeah, you think so? That same branch, if you will, affects the thought that pedophiles should just be like any other sin. Pedophilia is just like any other sin. Sin is sin. It's all equal, which we've proven in previous scriptural, rightly handled scripture podcast. And studies and sermons, proving beyond a shadow of a doubt, the scriptures most certainly recognizes a difference in the measurements of sin. I'm not speaking about the afterlife. I'm speaking about the consequences of things on this earth now. Use your brain. So with that, they apply that to pedophilia and say, oh, that's just like any other sin. Who are we to judge? Whoever said that they can't repent of that? That is so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. It just makes no sense whatsoever to speak that way. And it's very damaging. And it proves the point that it's infected many Christians. I wish we had a mask for that infection. I'd wear it every minute. Please don't infect me with that kind of stuff. So, the question, pedophilia. Case by case, you take it from a case by case. The opinion we had was capital punishment. Yeah. What happens with this whole kid trafficking ring things come to light? I'm going to politicians, high-powered politicians, maybe even a past president. Highfalutin Hollywood elites. Businessmen. Everything. What happens if God allows us the answered prayer of these individuals having their day in court, and that we the people have justice for all the innocent children, young children, and easily influenced young girls and things of that nature who have been manipulated and utilized like sex objects. What's going to happen to them? Going to get 3 months in jail? Pay a fine. They all got the money. They can buy off anyone. They've been buying off the judges. As a matter of fact, we might find out that some of these pedophiles are judges and police officers and part of our law system. What are we going to do with them? Again, in my opinion, they have forfeited their right to life the minute they decided to do this. Having billions in the bank shouldn't make that void. Let's bring them to justice, capital punishment. Make your peace with God, man. You're going to the chair. You rape 20, 30, 40 children? Dude, you're going to the chair. You're going to meet your maker. Mercy on you. Oh, wow. You best get right with God right now, buddy. You're going. You're going. Game over. Or, well, let's just all put them in jail for life. Okay. I'd prefer just get rid of them. If we're going to be good stewards of our economy, get rid of them. But we can't talk about this, right? We're the bad guys. See, that's the sadness of the division in the church right now with all this leftism, liberalism that's crept in. It's insane. It's insane. And it's even difficult to say this without getting very angry. So I'm going to take a breath here. Banzai, Daniel-san. Banzai. Wax on, wax off, Daniel-san. Wax on, Daniel-san. Catch fly with chopstick, Daniel-san. So in today's elite media and platform and academia, very leftist driven, you know, very, very driven by progressivism, leftist ideology, liberalism, communism, socialism, all these isms. You now have individuals coming out of Harvard, going to TED Talks, writing books, opening blogs and websites, who are saying, who are encouraging, who are promoting, who are defending pedophilia as just another sexual orientation. Love is love. Who says these children don't want to be loved that way? Who are we to judge? And there's Christians, preachers behind pulpits who believe that. Fools. Fools. I fear the hell that awaits you. I do. I fear the hell that awaits you. Fools. Fools. God won't be mocked about this. Revenge is definitely His, and we have to be patient with that. Again, no retaliation on our end, no revenge on our end, but justice. We are commanded to have justice. Let's have justice. Okay, let's do Bible, right? Everything we've said, do you think, it just don't come out of me. I'm not smart enough to just come out with this stuff. I've actually read the Bible, and I now see the world through the lens of the principle the scriptures reveal, right? Of course. There's a principle in Matthew chapter 18 we're familiar with, verse 6. I quote, "But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea." Now, there's a principle there. There's an illustration, there's a principle, there's an instruction, there's a command, there's a woe, there's certainly something we should be paying attention to. "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children." The symbol of innocence, humble innocence, purity, clean. "Whoso therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me." How do you think God sees little children? He hates the shedding of innocent blood. Now, there's a lot of innocent blood being shed, isn't there? Yeah, abortion. You got it. "But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea." Now, there's certainly principle there. Have you spoken to children who have been molested, raped, beaten, violently, sexually attacked? Most of them don't believe there's a God. Most of them have been stumbled. Most of them go on to live very substance abuse-filled lives, if you will. There's a lot of destruction. You see, because their innocent life has been robbed from them. Their lives have been robbed from them by these sexual predators and perverts. We give it to them. We make these perverts school teachers, lawyers, and judges. "Oh, little Timmy has two mommies. No, little Johnny has two daddies. That's perfectly natural and fine." What door do you think pedophilia comes from? Where do you think that comes from? It all started with fornication. Fornication molded into adultery. Adultery fungused into the LGBTQ stuff, homosexuality, transgenderism, all that. Bestiality, pedophilia. To me, that's pedophilia is the where else do you go from there? You're raping children. Where else do you go as a pervert? That's it. You've reached the filthiest, foulest, depraved end of your path. So now that we've reached there, the mind of a pedophile is to force it upon all mankind. We want to rape your children, and we're not going to stop till we do it. We're going to be at your door. We're going to rape your children. That's what we want. That's what they want. That's the end result of it. Wake up, man. Wake up. Grow a brain. In Romans chapter 13, verse 4, for it is a minister of God. You want to go against the minister of God? To you for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid. Oh, be afraid if you're an evil, wicked person, like a pedophile that rapes children, molests children. Be afraid. Because the minister of God, he don't bear the sword for nothing. He don't have the electric chair for nothing, the noose for nothing, the firearms for nothing. These governing authorities, ministers of God, they bear the sword for a reason, so that wicked, evil individuals like pedophiles would be brought to justice.
I can't believe you're saying that. That's so unchristlike. You don't know if that person's not going to repent one day.
I have another idea. Here's another opinion. Let's bring that kind of a person, that kind of a Christian, to the same noose. You encourager of wickedness. Hate me if you will. Hate me if you will. If you have a brain, or even half of one, you know I'm making sense with this. You know I'm making sense with this. Very self-controlled. Controlled righteous anger. You have no anger in your heart about children being trafficked sexually? You don't have any anger in your heart against an individual who's guilty of pedophilia? I can't talk to you. You and I, we're not the same. You and I, we are not the same. And you want to try to tell me that's politics and we shouldn't get involved with politics? Go away. You and I, we are not the same. We are not the same. And again, it just blows my mind that when we share something like that, some Christians get offended at us. The offense is against us, not the pedophile. They come in and they defend the pedophile. Brothers and sisters in Christ, exposing the wickedness of pedophilia? And somehow we're the bad guys? We're the ones that are unchristlike and unreasonable and the most, I can't understand it. I can't understand it. I keep telling my close friends, either I'm just too stupid to get what they're trying to prove here. I may be just the dumbest human being on earth. I just don't get it. Or I'm far above light years in my education than these individuals. Like, I mean, I don't know which one it is. I just don't get it. It's so very wicked. And we're trying to make sense of this. We're trying to, no, listen. These individuals, they've gone too far back in their hearts and minds. They've forfeit their right to life as a consequence on this earth. I'm sorry, that's just what we hold as an opinion. And we believe the scripture would allow such a judgment. Okay, well, I suppose it's time for me to go now. We've been here for a little while, 38 minutes and so on. But what are your thoughts on this? What do you think? I think we live in a very wicked world. We've always lived in a very wicked world. Yeah. But we've got a problem right now with our kids being destroyed by perverts. And we're allowing it to happen. They're in our academia. They're in our schools. They're teaching our kids to be perverts. They're raping our children. We got to do something. We can't just wave the white flag every day. We got to do something. We can't retaliate. We can't revenge. So what do we have at our disposal? Well, we have the power of vote. We have the power of getting involved with our neighbors. We have the power of community. We have the power to set an influence. Let's use it for the greater good. And while we're doing that, let's keep converting people to Christianity, the Bible kind of Christianity. Because if they turn to this book and they follow it, they won't be out doing wicked things and they will join the fight. Okay, I've said my piece. I may have more to say next time. But yeah, I'll have a lot more of this detailed in writing for the book that I'm currently putting together as a work of the Riverview Church of Christ. There are certainly guest writers that will be in this book. I've reached out to them, and they're more than happy to write certain sections that I've designated to them. And this book should be well and ready for distribution before the end of the year, hopefully, probably in December, I assume. But it will look at a lot of these things that have crept into the church. It's an old spirit, but I title it the New Age Wave, and it has many branches and many things, and I think you will benefit a great deal in reading it for your own faith. And of course, any purchase from this book goes to help us over here in the mission fields of East Coast Canada and the gospel therein, and we're trying to build this school. We're working real hard, and we're talking about, you know, maybe even close to $1 million to build this kind of an effort. But we're recruiting teachers. We're talking to people. We're doing what we can. We have to have faith that moves mountains, right? So anyways, I love you guys. As always, as the sign says behind me, stay focused and stay positive. And we shall certainly meet again here next time, Lord willing, and God bless.